The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith.
If anybody has any Chesterfields, you better get rid of them because the sponsor's up there.
Oh, he's a nice guy. Oh, this is our three-piece orchestra.
That was Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
Hello, Red. Say, Red, I certainly enjoyed that weekend out at your house.
You did?
I slept very well, too.
Well, you should. We have very comfortable floors.
Yeah. Say, Red, I wanted to ask you, why didn't you let me sleep in the guest room?
Well, I couldn't. Our sponsor's staying with me.
Oh, was that the sponsor?
Sure. Didn't you see him throw up his hands every time he saw me?
Yeah, and now I know why you had your house all fixed up the way you did.
Yeah.
Trying to make an impression, huh?
Yeah, do you think I overdid it when I ran around dressed like Sir Walter Raleigh?
Well, no, Red, but I don't think you should have told him that your grandmother was Queen Elizabeth.
Well, she thinks she is.
She does?
Yeah. She won't... She won't cross a mud puddle unless somebody throws their coat in it. But we fooled her.
How?
Up at Arrowhead Lake.
I had a queen named Elizabeth once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yeah, she was queen of the Onion Festival at Ventura.
Queen of the Onion Festival. Did she win a silver cup?
Yeah, they mailed it to her.
Say, Red, what did the sponsor ask you when he took you over in the corner?
Well, he wanted to know if I had saved my coupons. He needed 300 more for a waffle iron.
Say, what happened when you first met the sponsor?
Nothing. He just sat there looking at me, singing, "I got plenty of nothing." How are you tonight, Harriet?
Hello, Red. Say, that was some weekend party at your house.
Yeah?
I never laughed so much and starved so much in my life. Yeah.
But didn't you get anything to eat? There's plenty of stuff in the icebox, you know.
Sure, I know, but you can't buy dynamite anymore.
Yeah. Say, Harriet, did you meet the sponsor while he was here?
Your sponsor was here?
Sure.
Oh, take off your shirt and let me see your back.
Okay. Now, he don't carry a whip.
No.
No. When the right time comes, he shoots to kill.
Well, Red, you know, I think it's all right to be nice to the sponsor, but...
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't let him boss you.
No?
No, you should speak up. Assert yourself. Be domineering.
Hmm. Did you ever try being domineering on your knees? You know, a sponsor's a very young guy. It surprised me, and very athletic, too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, four times I caught him trying to hurdle a hedge with two suitcases under each arm. But, yeah, I think the sponsor had a good time, though, didn't you?
Yes, I do, but I don't think you should have let him beat you Wait a minute.
Take your time, go by the way of Sunset, and then come back up through Hollywood Boulevard.
I'll go out and come in again. Yes, Red, but I don't think you should beat him when you played tennis.
Why not? Now I'm lost.
I don't think... You've got a half a script there.
Yeah. Well, I beat him fair and square, and beside, his chain was pretty long, you know. We're going to let it lay. It has been good.
I guess it was at that.
Yeah, of course, he didn't have any strings in his racket.
I was in a racket once.
A racket, Ozzy?
Yeah, I used to catch gophers and then sell them to rabbits for silver fox.
Well, anyway, I think the sponsor seemed to like me, didn't he, Harriet?
Well, yes, he did, Red. But why did he keep running down to the drugstore?
Well, he wanted to get some arsenic with vitamin B1 in it.
arsenic with vitamin B1 in it.
Yeah, he wants me to look good after I'm dead.
Look, I know you're kidding, but I think the sponsor was disappointed.
Why?
After all, you told him you had a swimming pool.
Well, I got a swimming pool.
Oh, don't be silly. That's a bird bath.
No wonder I got all these bumps on my head. I wish those bluebirds would stay away from it, too.
The sponsor's from Louisville, Kentucky, isn't he, Red?
Yeah. Didn't you hear me talking with a southern accent? I ran around the house, keep saying, "We'll shut my mouth, we'll shut my mouth."
Yeah, I know, and for a while there, I thought he was going to do it.
Yeah.
Say, what did he think of our California weather, Red?
Well, when he got off the train, the Chamber of Commerce handed him a pamphlet to read.
Well, which is he going to believe, the pamphlet or his eyes?
I don't know. A tidal wave swept it out of his hand before he could finish reading it.
Did you show him around Hollywood, Red?
Yeah, I introduced him to four columnists. Hedda Hopper, Harry Crocker, Harrison Carroll, Luella Parsons, and Bolivar Shagnasty.
That's five, Red.
Well, Bolivar's sort of a fifth columnist anyhow.
I used to sneak around once.
Why, Ozzy? No pride?
No, no shoes.
That was some midnight snack you served, Red.
Yeah, I did that for the sponsor's benefit.
I know, but after all, what a sandwich.
Mm.
An ashtray between two slices of white burley.
Well, I had to do it. All he thinks about is tobacco. He lives tobacco. He breathes tobacco. I think he is tobacco.
Oh, come now, Red.
Well, all I know is somebody gave him a hot foot, and before we could put it out, there was 2 inches of ashes on the top. When he first came into the house, he said he was embarrassed.
Why?
Well, everybody kept running around the back of him to see if he had a coupon on his back. Well, anyway, I know the sponsor likes me. We'll probably be on this program for years and years.
Oh, that reminds me, Red. Just before he left, the sponsor gave me this note to give to you.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a long-term contract. I'll read it.
Well?
Which bus goes to Lockheed? Yeah, that was Harriet Hilliard singing, and very good, too, Red.
Did you really like
Harriet?
It, Red?
Huh?
Did you really like it?
Sure, I did, Harriet, and I say so with feeling in my voice.
I wish you'd say so with a check in your hand, though.
Yeah. Ah, Wonderful Smith. How are you tonight, Wonderful?
Very fine, Mr. Skelton. I'm working in the defense factory, and things are getting brighter for me.
What do you mean?
I'm working on the day shift now.
Yeah. Hey, what do you do at the defense factory?
I run the transportation bus for Douglas and Northrop.
No kidding. Say, with all these factories going full blast, why don't your company put on some of those double-deck buses?
We did once, but we lost too many passengers.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, the bridge on 21st Street ain't as high as we thought.
Say, I suppose you have to be pretty careful around those airplane factories, huh?
Yes, sir, we do. Just yesterday, I got too close to a propeller.
You got too close to a propeller?
Yeah, but it's all right now. I never listen with that air much anyway.
Say, did you have any trouble during the blackout the other night?
No, but I sure was scared. Them blackouts sure is dark and dreary.
Yeah.
Man, I never seen anything so gruesome.
Oh, you haven't, huh? You've never been to Barstow and Victoryville, have you? Well, it's good, though, to see everybody doing their... I only put that in for a bunch of soldiers that's up there. Boy, there is country. No kidding, the Army finds places that God forgot. Say, you know, it's really nice, though, to see everybody doing their part.
Well, Mr. Skelton, why don't we do a show for defense workers and other people doing their part?
Hey, all right, but first let's light up a Raleigh cigarette, huh?
Yeah, speaking of Raleigh's, a funny thing happened. I bought a package of Raleigh's and smoked one and had only four left.
Now, wait a minute, Wonderful. If you smoked one, you should have had 19 left. You don't know arithmetic.
You don't know Central Avenue.
Yeah. Well, to show a few people that are doing their part, first let's look in on the slogan, "A slip of the lip may sink a ship," and pay a visit to a bar where defense workers sometimes stop in.
Server! Server!
All right, all right. What do you want?
Give me a drink and point out the nearest jukebox.
We don't have a jukebox.
Well, I must be in the wrong place. I thought this was a cocktail lounge.
It is a cocktail lounge. Now, what do you want? What do you want?
Now, let's not get nosy, waiter.
Hey, what's the trouble, Joe?
Well, this guy's had too much already, and he still wants me to serve him.
No, I ain't had too much, neither. I used to be a wine taster. You just set a bottle in front of me, and I'll roll up my lips and go to work.
Well, I think you've had enough, old man.
That's a lie. I can tell when I've had too much to drink.
How?
You see these two little corks in my ears? Well, whenever they pop out, I just put them back in and start all over.
I think you've had enough.
Oh, you think I've had enough, huh? You sound like my wife.
Oh, is that what she says?
Yeah, she always says that just before she passes out.
Now look, Joe. Joe, pretend you're pouring him a drink, see? Then hand him an empty glass.
Okay. Here you are.
Okay, bub. Mighty dry wine, you say.
Did I hear you say you were a defense worker?
Yeah, I work for the government. I'm the best little old defense worker you ever saw, boy.
Now, look, Joe, give him another drink. This may be our chance to find out something, see?
Boy, what a head I got. Inside my head, I got a little man who keeps pounding with a hammer. 5 o'clock. Thank goodness he's a union man. He'll probably stop now. You know, I'm glad to be here. I just got back from Iceland.
Oh, Iceland, huh?
Yep.
Say, I bet it was cold up there.
I'll say it was cold. It was so cold that my water spaniel cubed up on me.
Tell me something, old boy. What were you doing in Iceland, huh?
What was I doing in Iceland? Oh, nothing. I get my mail there.
Say, maybe you could tell me something.
What's that?
Do you know where the Pacific Fleet is?
I certainly do.
Where is it?
It's in the water.
Oh, a wise guy, huh?
Yep.
Well, here, have another drink, and I'll try again. Say, have you got any secret maps with you?
Yeah, right here I got a secret map. Take a look at that, bub.
Well, this is quite a map.
Yep. Everything's ready to go, but it's a secret. Would you like to get in on the ground floor?
Yeah, I certainly would.
Okay, just as soon as the sewers are in, I'll sell you one of these lots but cheap.
Here, have another drink.
Oh, I can't drink anymore. Just pour it over me.
Say, why do you drink so much anyway?
It's on account of my asthma.
Well, drinking's bad for asthma.
Listen, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for asthma.
Now, look, you say you're a government defense worker.
Yeah.
Now, where do you go from here?
I can't tell you. It's a secret. But, boy, am I going to have fun riding in that kangaroo's pocket.
Yeah? When are you going to Australia?
With the next troop ship.
When's the boat sailing?
Whenever they call me.
Ah, but when do they call you?
I don't know. Nobody ever calls me anymore. They just look at me and say, poor Mary, just a wallflower.
Now, you'd better stop drinking or you won't be able to drive your car.
What car? I don't drive a car. I got a green elephant parked outside.
I don't see any green elephant parked outside.
No. Oh, well, he's probably in some place getting stink off.
How about that troop ship sailor?
Yeah.
Do you think you could remember if you had another drink?
Could be.
Okay, here you are.
Just throw it in my face. I'll drink it slow.
Now, when is that boat sailing?
Let's see. I can't remember. Here, call this number, though, and make out like you're me, and then they'll tell you.
Oh, swell. Fine. Thanks a lot.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You just call them up.
Hello, Bellevue Hospital, psychopathic ward.
Boy, I get more free drinks this way.
Then we have a lady and her little boy. Like all women, she's knitting for defense. So today, she and Junior are on their way down to the Red Cross Center to deliver some sweaters. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Hurry, Junior. We don't want to miss that bus.
Okay, I will be sure to do it, Claude. Yeah, now we know.
And hurry, Junior. Let's catch that bus.
Okay. If that's a greyhound, I will make out like a rabbit and let it chase me, huh?
Well, it's not a greyhound bus, so stop that running. You'll fall down and get dirty.
I gotta catch the bus, Mommy.
Junior, stop running. You'll fall down. See? You fell down, didn't you?
See? You didn't have to trip me just to win an argument.
Oh, Junior. You ripped your sun suit.
Oh, boy, aren't they ugly. I get plenty of sunshine now, won't I, Mommy?
Well, it's not that bad.
Yeah?
Oh, look at all those girls getting on the bus.
Yeah, look at
I'll
the
bet girl. They're in defense work.
If they're Hollywood girls, they've been in defense work for years.
Oh, Junior, how come you're so smart?
Oh, I learned plenty just riding around town in my little hopped-up kitty car.
Well, come on, get on the bus.
Okay. Hey, Mummy, where's the driver? Oh, well, I would drive.
Get away from that wheel.
I won't hurt it.
Junior, get away from there. You can't drive.
Sure I can drive. You just show me a pedestrian. I'll knock him down and run over my foot at anybody.
Junior, get away from that wheel.
Yeah, let go of my arm. Let go of my arm. You're pulling it out of its widow's socket.
This is one day when you're going to mind me. Take that.
Oh, you hit me. You hit me. Oh, you broke my widow. You broke my... You really connected that time, didn't you? Hey, uh-oh. I will be good, Mommy. I won't be bad no more. Here come a policeman.
Oh, Junior, that's only the bus driver.
Oh, yeah?
Here, give him our fares.
Okay.
Fares, please. Fares, please.
Give me fare, Master.
Well, well, little man. How are you today?
Oh, I am pretty good, considering I got hydrophobia.
Junior, don't talk like that. Besides, you haven't got hydrophobia. We just hoped you have.
Yeah. Is this your mother, little man?
Sure. What do you think I was, a sailor? Come on, take our fare and scram. Here, take your money.
Now, just a moment. How old are you?
I am still in kindergarten.
You are?
Yeah. I have only been in kindergarten for 6 years, and already I can count up to two. With marbles, of course.
Never mind that. How old are you?
I'm 5. I would have been 7, but I've been sick for a year.
You mean 2 years?
No, I was sick in Phoenix.
Now, just a moment. How old are you, Sonny?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? You just want an extra fare. Now, you stop pumping me out of questions, boy.
Well, I would tell the head of the company that you would have caught the treat in that bar.
Only to make a phone call. Only to make a phone call.
Who did you call, Johnny Walker? Here we go, here we go. Hold on, honey, here goes the bud.
Driver, how's business with all the factories going full blast?
Oh, swell, I had quite a load coming down.
You got quite a load going back, too.
Now, look, son, you'd better sit down.
Yeah, I will be good if you let me ring up some of the fare.
Well, all right, just pull that rope with the handle on.
Get one here. Hey, look, mommy, I ain't Jimmy Fiddler.
Now, wait a minute. Why did you ring up all those fares?
I don't know. I guess I get this tasty little squirt.
Stop that, will you?
Don't you hit me.
Now, I've got to pay for all those fares.
You?
You shouldn't have done it. I have a wife and three bartenders to support.
Now he told me. But don't you worry, mister. When my pop comes along, he will give you the money. You should live so long.
Junior, stop bothering the man and sit down.
Okay. I will stand up here and look out the window.
And don't stand on the seats. If the bus stops quick, you might fall and tear the leather.
Yeah. Hey, look, Mommy. Look what I found under the seat. Boy, ain't that tough. Mm.
What are you eating?
No rubber heel.
Spit it out. Spit it out. Oh, why do you do things like that?
Well, I didn't know. I figure anything that hard to get you'd be good to eat. Hey, Mommy, what you doing, hmm? What you doing, Mommy, hmm? What you doing, hmm? What
Everybody you doing? Is doing his part for the soldiers and sailors, so I'm knitting a sweater.
Are you it, really? Let me see. Hey, what you for, a battleship?
Now, it's not that large. It'll just fit some nice soldier.
Yeah, it'll fit him all right. If you find one that's got an arm in the middle of his tummy.
You think some soldier would like it?
No, I think some soldier would like it better if it had a girl in it.
You think I ought to give it to the Red Cross?
Yeah, they'd probably give it right back. Maybe they could use it, though, to bandage up some gap, huh?
Well, come on, Junior. Here's where we get out.
Okay, let me put the button to get off.
I heard it.
Okay, goodbye, mister. No hard feelings, huh?
No.
Okay, here come to remember me, boss.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
There he goes. He got mad, doesn't he, Mary?
Now, don't run in front of the cars, Junior.
Well, let's don't stand in this safety zone, boy. Our life won't be worth a nickel. We're in California, you know.
All right, here, hold my hand now.
Yeah, let's wait till the light changes, Mary.
Why, Junior, I'm surprised saying such a sensible thing. That's not like you.
Yeah, it surprised me, too. But I always wait for the car to stop. It makes it easy to stick tacks in the tires. Hey, looky, Mommy, there's an open manhole. I will run across it.
Junior, don't. You might fall in.
No, I won't. Watch me. Hey, that was nice of that guy to stick his head out just in time, wasn't it?
All right, come on now. We've got to get to the Red Cross headquarters.
Okay.
Oh, here it is now.
Oh. How do you do? What have you there? A bundle for the wars in service?
Yes, I have.
Oh, fine. I'll throw it right down the chute here.
Put me down. Let me go.
Oh, you're a little boy, aren't you? I didn't notice your long pants.
That ain't my long pants.
No?
That's my winter underwear going south for the summer.
What have you got for the Red Cross, madam?
Well, here's a sweater I knitted.
Yeah, Mommy knitted some sweaters for the soldiers.
It's a little big, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What size is it?
What size regiment you got?
Well, we can do something with it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Now, young man, are you helping to defeat the guys that are causing all this trouble, huh?
No, I can't.
Why not?
I'm the guy.
You don't look like a troublemaker.
Yes, I am.
I bet you help your mother around the house, and you never talk back to her, do you?
You don't know me very well, does he, boy?
Tell me, what are you doing for defense?
Huh? Oh, I manage. I bite, scratch, kick, and one like everything. Oh, there's the bus.
Come on, Junior, there's the bus. We've got to get home.
Now, I want to stay here and sit at this desk and annoy people.
No, you come with me.
Now, you let me stay here or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be a glass eye polisher and a monkey stuffing parlor.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Pop used to tell me you used to come down and watch your muttles wiggle.
Come on, Junior. Come on. Here's the bus. We've got to get home.
Okay, Mommy. Boy, he really dropped quick. Come on, Mommy. Hurry up. Get on. Give me the fare. I will pay. Well, look who's driving me. Old pal Carefree.
No, no, not again.
Yeah, now, Junior, don't you bother the driver anymore. Now, you be good.
Okay, you give me a nickel, I'll be good.
No, I won't give you a nickel.
What will you give me? That's a dumb question, ain't it?
Now, you just go sit up there by yourself in the front seat.
Okay, okay. Well, here I am, over my toe. And me widow palmed her just itching for some bloodshed. Well, what do you know? There's that rope with a handle on it. I wonder if he'd get mad if I rang up the more fares. I wonder if I can make him foam at the mouth. If I do, I get a whipping. I do that. I will ring the bell. I will ring the bell.
I've stood enough for one day. Somebody's got to make you mine.
Yeah, get away from me. Mommy, Mommy, send out some reinforcements.
Come here,
for quick.
Luke, come here.
Mommy.
Get away from that horn.
Try to catch me.
Junior, stop it.
Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Get my head over here.
I can't stand this anymore.
Well, folks, where to? But I warn you, I ain't got no driver's license. Getting back to different people and the things they're doing for defense, let's look in on Clem. Who's trying to get a job at an airplane factory.
Well, here I am. On my way to get a job in the airplane factory. We sail through the air with the greatest of ease. Oh, we sail. Must have hit an air pocket. Oh, gee, I wonder where that airport is. Better get off this runway and find out.
Hello, Clem.
Wheel Daisy June.
What's you doing over here?
Well, I'm on my way to get a job in the airplane factory.
Oh, what do you know about airplanes?
I know enough to duck when they fly over. Come on. Well, here we are.
Is this an airplane factory?
Yep, this is the Tarzana Airplane and Casket Company.
Airplanes and caskets?
Yep, it's the same thing. It's the way they make them.
Why, that's terrible.
No, it ain't. They just got a big order from Tokyo.
Oh, well. That's okay, then.
Yep.
We'll go inside and see the man about a job for you, huh?
Okay.
Clem, I'll wait outside and talk to the soldiers.
Watch him. He looks like he's from the 185th.
Oh, hello there. What can I do for you?
I want to get a job in your airplane factory.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
Well, what'd you do before you came here?
I was a loiterer.
No, no. I mean, what's your work? Where were you?
You mean, where did I loiter?
Now, wait just a minute. What are you, an idiot?
Yep, and don't forget, we're organized, too.
I might give you a try.
You?
Have you ever worked on wings?
Hmm?
I say, have you ever worked on wings?
Only around Thanksgiving time.
No, I mean, did you ever bolt a wing?
Well, I eat pretty fast, you know.
Don't you ever think of anything but food?
Well, I think about girls, too.
When do you think about the girls?
When I'm eating.
If you want a job in this airplane factory, you'll have to fill out this blank. You...
Well, it ain't written that way, I'll tell you that. Fill out the blank, eh?
Yeah. Now, what's your name?
Well, my name is Clem Cadiddlehopper. My cadiddlehopping days are just about over, too.
Now, what's the Clem stand for? Clement?
I don't know. My pappy had a mouthful of tobacco at the baptism.
Say, are you married?
Hmm?
I said, are you married?
What are you selling, blue-white diamonds?
Come on now, answer the questions. Were you born in this country?
Nope, I was born in Santa Anita.
Santa Anita's in this country.
You ain't been out there lately, have you, Bob? It's out at the racetrack, you know.
Well, let me see. I think I've got a job for you. Oh, by the way, have you ever jumped in a parachute?
Oh, sure. I jumped out of a balloon at the county fair once.
Uh-huh.
I jumped out and I pulled the string.
Yeah, what happened when you pulled the string?
My pajama pants beat me to the ground.
Well, sir, I think I'll make you a parachute jumper.
You think so?
Yeah. Come on, come along with me now. We'll get in this plane here and
okay.
Up we'll go.
Oh, I've never been up in one of these.
You're going to like this. Here you go.
What kind of a plane is that?
All right, here we are, 30,000 feet in the air.
Yep, boy, she sure climbed fast, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah,
30,000. Maybe that horn helped to clear the way, huh? Yeah.
She sure does climb flat, fast.
So fast, huh?
She sure climbs fast.
Yep, yeah, sure climbs fast. I bet she'd climb faster if she had propeller on it.
Yeah. All right, we're ready for your parachute jump now.
Okay.
Now here, you just put this on.
Oh, no, you don't.
Put it on.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna wear no bustle.
This is not a bustle, it's a parachute.
Looks like one.
There, now. Okay. Now you've got it on.
See.
All right, you got anything to say before you jump?
Yeah, if anything happens to me, you can have my rabbits.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How many rabbits have you got?
What time is it?
It's, let me see, it's,
You know, if we were smart, we'd end the program right here.
It's, 3:45.
Oh, we'll get about 75 rabbits again.
All right, you're all set for the parachute jump.
Okay.
Now, when you jump... Now, wait a minute. I want to give you some instructions here. When you jump...
Well, let me get it
wait
over
Wait a minute, there. Wait a minute. I want to tell you what to do.
Oh.
Now, when you jump out, you count 10, then you pull this top ripcord, you see?
You.
Now, if that one doesn't work, you pull the emergency ripcord, this one, you see? And then as you come down, there'll be a guy about 10 miles down the road with a motorcycle to bring you back.
Well, I don't know. I changed my mind. I don't think today's my day. Maybe tomorrow, huh? But not today, huh?
Come on, come on. We're ready. Come on. Out you go. Now jump.
Okay, here I go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It don't work. I better try that emergency cord. It don't work either, huh? But... Well, how do you like that? Be just about my luck, the guy with a motorcycle won't be there either.
Remember, we'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Oz and Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Well, now, the show ran 38 minutes. That means our actual show time is 14 minutes, and we allow 4 minutes for laughs, which gives us 18 minutes of actual comedy on the air. So when we take the script home tonight and cut the things that you didn't laugh at, we'll give us a pretty good show, and we know just about where we are on Tuesday night. We had a little trouble tonight coming over here, that is, I did.